As we made our way down Interstate 77 on our annual vacation trip to Florida, everything was going just as I had planned. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We had just finished having a nice dinner in Charlotte, and we were making our way to Orangeburg, South Carolina for the night. Light traffic, the radio playing the local country station, I was totally in control just the way I like it. Then my navigation screen flashed. The car slowed to 40 miles an hour, and the message on the navigation system read, "Powering down, seek service immediately." "What the heck?" I exclaimed. Just then, the car powered down to 20 miles per hour. And with the traffic that night going 75 to 80, it was time to pull over to the side of the road. Our perfectly timed trip, planned for weeks, was now out of my hands, and I didn't like it. I could feel my temper flaring. I was angry and out of control. As I pulled to the side of the road, Carrie Underwood was singing her hit song, "Jesus Take the Wheel." As she belted out the line, I had a flashback to when I was diagnosed with cancer 8 years ago. I wasn't going to be in control of that situation. I was going to be poked and prodded by doctors and nurses, and I really didn't have much say in what was going to happen. I had to trust the Lord and let Jesus take the wheel. And at that moment, I decided this situation required doing the same thing. "Jesus," I prayed, "help us." The sequence of events that happened next were nothing short of divine intervention. The state highway patrolman happened to know a tow truck driver that lived less than 5 minutes away. And he was willing to come down and tow us to the nearest dealership 40 miles away in a small town of Winnsboro, South Carolina. The dealership was small, but Susan in the local service department was amazing. She was able to get James, a local gentleman, to drive us to Columbia, South Carolina to get a rental car. The computer part we needed would take several days to get in and install. And then James picked us up again to return to the dealership to get our car at the end of our vacation. By letting Jesus take the wheel, there is no telling what this delay might have prevented. You know, perhaps there was a major accident that we avoided. Maybe breaking down in the mountains of Virginia or West Virginia would have been a disaster. Maybe this was supposed to happen just as it did that day. Maybe the Lord was really looking out for us. We'll never know. But what I do know is that as much as I am a control freak and want everything to go as planned, that in reality, I am not in control. When I realize that everything is in God's hands and I simply trust in Him, things just seem to work out better. The more I learn to trust in Him, the better my life has gotten. Maybe the cancer surgery helped to make this point in a way that even a control freak would understand. And now, when things seem out of my control, I simply say, "Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, I trust in You." This is Tony Agnese.